Joined now in the studio by Ashley Campbell, Orange County Conservative, and how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having me on again.
And we were talking earlier today, and sort of the conversation that we just had with Honor Richards about this event coming up on Wednesday at the Chapel Hill Public Library, sort of going along with this, with issues like Confederate monuments and racism, white supremacy, people, organizations on both sides that are really ramping up the not just the dialogue, but the emotion and the passion. And the heatedness, and in some cases, unfortunately, in a number of cases, getting violent about it. We were talking earlier today about the need for more civility, and kind of in going along with this, and we're not really. This isn't far enough along to be like, oh God, this is happening. But there is an organization of people in Chapel Hill and in Orange County that's working to sort of develop this sort of systematic way of promoting civility in our community and recognizing people for engaging in civil discourse and behavior, which is something that you and I are both sort of nominally
great.
A part of, and it's a spectacular thing.
Yeah.
So let's talk about civility. How can we promote
Right.
Yeah. Let's just wrap this up in
it's
5 minutes and then
question.
We're done. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know. You could go on all day. I think just about what does civility mean? You know, what does it look like? It's not as easy for me, at least, the more I thought about it to define in some kind of simple way. It's like, well, what it means, you know, being polite or courteous or showing respect or trust and maybe all of those things, but individually, what do those things mean? So, you know, but I think that with the things that you've mentioned, with the sort of breakdown of civility, which again, you know, it's a small minority of people, I think, that have really just gone to the extremes with these, you know, these demonstrations where they're actually brawling in the streets and whatnot and are coming to fight. So it's very few people doing that, but I feel like it's dominated a lot of the discussion, just, you know, for anybody who pays attention to the news, that's what's on. And so it's getting a lot of attention, making it seem like it's a huge problem. Then, of course, there's, you know, questions on is our president as civil as he could be in his tweets? No, obviously not. But, you know, and so there's a whole political discussion, which I think is fascinating, you know, to have that conversation about public civility. And then as I thought about it, it's like, well, there's private civility as well, just, you know, your day-to-day interactions. And sometimes it looks just like a ritual gesture or something. It's just like a handshake, you know, that's...
Yeah.
Part of
which is
being
purely
civil.
Symbolic, but also goes a long way.
Right,
right?
Exactly. I mean, you know, probably a lot of people know this already, but it's just to show that, you know, you have no weapons up your sleeve when you, that's how a handshake originated.
Oh, wait,
just,
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think, well, hopefully I'm getting this right. I'm a history
this is one
major.
Of these
I'm going to be embarrassed
be right,
if
even
I'm
if
wrong.
It's not, right?
But yeah, I mean, you would clasp arms essentially
how
with your opponent or, you know, whoever you were meeting to have a discussion with or whatnot.
Is the wave hello similar?
Now, that I don't know. That's a good question. But that's another example of a gesture.
It's literally every, like, welcome gesture is, like, reaching out your hands and making it clear that there's nothing in
I
them.
I guess it is being open.
Yeah.
You're showing your hands
that's
are open and there's nothing devious about your intentions.
Right.
So yeah, it can be something like that, you know, holding a door open or, but then there's also civility in conflict, you know, trying to keep a rational discussion going. And of course, you know, that could be, or both of these types of things could be, public or private interactions. So yeah, I think it's really a good time to encourage, some civility. I know it. For me, it's like any kind of virtue. I mean, I consider it a virtue, where it takes practice.
Yes.
It's not it's not like I'm the pinnacle of civility achievement. I can improve on it myself, but there are lots of people in our community that are good examples, and I think it's a great thing to showcase however we can. And I think especially because we have just maybe not, we tend to delegate, you know, like, or we look at politicians and say, you know, well, they're either setting a good example for civility, or most oftentimes we look at them and we say that they're not.
Right.
We have a lot of negative examples, so mm-hmm. It's a good time to find some positive examples.
Yeah. And one of the things, we're speaking with Ashley Campbell, one of the things that's really cool about this conversation that's currently still kind of happening behind the scenes is we're having the conversation this week. It's like, okay, so who should be the stakeholders in terms of, like, who are the really good people in our community who practice civility and sort of make it their mission? And we're sitting there around the table. I was like, oh, well, there's these people. And then, oh, there's the Dispute Settlement Center because they do really good stuff. And, oh, there's mm-hmm. the Parr Center for Ethics on UNC's campus. And what about the School of Government?
Yeah.
What about these people? What about these? And then, like, after having that conversation for 5 minutes and brainstorming this long list of names, we actually don't do that bad of a job here Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
Like, we've got a lot of good examples of it.
Yeah, there are a lot locally. Of institutions. Actually, I just, you know, when Googling civility or mm-hmm. something like that, and or maybe civility in government, there's whole, like, institutions of just, and civility studies mm-hmm. on a lot of campuses across the country. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you did mention, and I think this is I keep getting back, I can't go a week without complaining about this, but you mentioned it, and now this is giving me my opportunity, the role of the media in this, and specifically the news media, because I think incivility and the extent to which people are violent, even though it is, I think, an extremely tiny minority, is a problem, because one person acts violently, it ruins everyone's
yes.
day. But the extent to which the news media emphasizes that to the exclusion of people getting along and having civil discourse.
Right.
Not just amplifies the uncivil voices, but also leads people to think that that's the right road to go down.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's not. And it's a two-way street, right? Because we as consumers of the media, I say this as I'm speaking into a microphone on a radio station, I'm a consumer of the media, certainly not a producer of it. As consumers of the media, we have to, like, we're picking and choosing, right? There's 1,000 different media outlets, and it's on mm-hmm. us to give our custom to the ones that promote civility over incivility, which probably means we listen to the news outlets that are less exciting because there's not as much conflict and arguing and yelling. But then it's also on the producers of the media, which I guess is you and me right now, to emphasize civility, even if that means we're a little bit more boring and we don't maybe get as many page views and clicks, and we don't have as many exclamation points in our headlines.
Right. right. Not as many abrasive hashtags or something
this
like that.
This tweet just destroyed Donald Trump's view on everything. Exclamation point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not good with the dank memes or anything like that. So, you know, I'm not that creative.
I think even the people who are good with the dank memes are not good with the dank memes.
Yeah. they probably think they're a little bit better than they are. I know. It's let's see. What was I gonna say? With getting back to the discussions that we've had about the conflicts that have gotten violent and we hear about on the news mm-hmm. and everything. First of all, I mean, I think that the media does have a huge role to play in that, because they do just a lot just to get ratings.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I don't know what can be done about that. I mean, I think that, well, actually part of it might just be part of the discussion about civility could include just something about how to discern, you know, using your own ability to reason and accumulate evidence,
mm-hmm.
you know, what is actually happening
yeah.
or not, you know, what is just being hyperbolic, you know, blown up by the media and what's actually going on. And I guess the term is fact-checking as much as that's thrown around, but doing that for yourself. So it's kind of part of civility, I think, is using that discernment and then to filter information for yourself. And then when you're communicating with others, doing sort of the same thing, you're communicating with reason and evidence rather than just emotion, which I think might bring me into a disagreement. For some people, civility may be communicating just about emotion and then, but in maybe a calmer way. But for me, it's sort of like more dispassionate communication. So again, it's getting back to what does civility mean and what does it look like? I don't think that there's necessarily one answer, which makes it tough. But it's good to just have a discussion about what civility means, what it looks like. And especially even in local government, I think that the project that you were talking about earlier about recognizing people who are good examples of civil behavior started as a local thing. I mean, one of the county commissioners was behind this, and I think that's really important too, because sometimes with interactions with whether it be local government or on up and above, sometimes if you're just a member of the public, it's difficult to feel like even if you are being as civil as you can, to feel like that you're being heard. So and having those conversations with government officials, elected or not, I think it's good to put everybody sort of in the same room on the same level and come to an agreement on what civility is and what it looks like. So you need to start with that common definition before you can even, go out into the world and try setting an example. But that's just my view on it.
That's cool. I'm looking forward to this. This is a conversation that I think people listening will hear more about in weeks, months, however long to come. But I'm excited about starting this.
Me too.
Ashley Campbell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.